A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for the purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you can let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today, by coincidence on the calendar, it's a Sunday and we celebrate this Feast of the Presentation. It's 40 days after Christmas, and that's when we have the Feast of the Presentation, February 2nd. Just happens to be a Sunday this year. And the reason it's 40 days after Christmas is because that was the traditional time in Jewish law when the child would be presented to the temple and the mother would be purified. And she was to stay home for those 40 days and not go to the temple. And at the end of those 40 days, she'd come to and present the child. The firstborn male had to be redeemed. No, he had to be consecrated to the Lord, but then he had to be presented to the Lord, and then the family could pay kind of a ransom to redeem him. And it was, the usual thing was a lamb that they would offer for a sacrifice. But since Mary and Joseph were poor, they were allowed to give two turtle doves instead. So this is what's happening on this day. It's a very beautiful feast day. And I was reading it over and thinking about it a lot, and I couldn't come up with one thing that this is about because the scripture reading is so rich. So I got five things. So five homilies, okay? But they'll all be like a minute or two, okay? Oh. First thing is, I think it's the obedience of Mary and Joseph to the Jewish law. It's kind of amazing. I mean, she didn't need to be purified. She was free from original sin and all personal sin. And she had given birth as a virgin miraculously. So she didn't need really to be purified. And in what sense did Jesus have to be presented to the Lord and consecrated? He was already consecrated from all eternity as the eternal Son of God. His Father was the Lord God. And yet the Holy Family, in obedience to the law, submitted themselves. If they were like us, they would have just blown it off and said, oh, that doesn't apply to me. No. We're the holy family after all, right? And we're so good at rationalizing. You know, we could learn something from the humility and the submission of the holy family. You know, we carve out exceptions for ourselves. We spend a lot of our time, you know, juggling with things in our brain and saying, well, this, you know, moral rule doesn't apply to me. This thing doesn't really apply in my I'm special. And yet, you see Mary and Joseph just say, yeah, I know. We know that this old law is passing away, and Jesus is bringing in this new covenant. And yet, for the time being, it's still in effect. And so they give a beautiful example of obedience and devotion and humility. Something our modern world needs to relearn, no? And maybe each of us in our own way as well. That's the first thing, it seems to me. The second thing is this figure of Simeon, this old man, who's one of those people who's still a believer. And he believes that the Messiah is about to come. And it says he's devout and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Where did we hear that before? Well, that's what it says about the Blessed Mother. She was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she encountered, you know, the angel. And then she conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, we just came through Christmas, and one of the things that stands out about Christmas in the scripture is that it seemed like nobody was expecting a Messiah. And nobody was really interested in having a Messiah. Because nobody showed up. Maybe a few, you know, shepherds out in the fields when they were summoned by the angels. The three kings, yeah. But where's the rest of them? Where's all the priests and scribes from the temple? Even when the three kings tell them, hey, there's a newborn king of the Jews, nobody goes out. Herod sends his troops to try to kill them. But there were people like Simeon and Anna and Mary and Joseph who were persevering in their faith in a kind of faithless time, in a time when people no longer believed. And they kept that fire alive. They kept that flame of the Holy Spirit burning in their heart. And that's a good lesson for us. Maybe we're in a similar faithless age. And it's been our lot to live in these difficult times. And yet we're the carriers of that torch, no? That flame still. So it tells us a lot about perseverance. Because the Lord always keeps his promises. He promised Simeon he wouldn't die until he saw the Messiah. And Simeon prayed and prayed, and it probably seemed like a long, long time. And yet he persevered. Good lesson for us. The third thing is what Simeon says to Mary and Joseph. This child is destined for the fall and rise of many, to be a sign that will be contradicted. And your own heart will be pierced by a sword. You know, we always consider the presentation as one of the joyful mysteries of the rosary, right? It's one of the five joyful mysteries. But this has always seemed to me kind of a sad and sorrowful mystery too. Because what he says, that Jesus will be a sign of contradiction. He's not going to be welcomed on the red carpet. They're not going to roll it out for him. And then even more ominous, Mary will share in that suffering. The sword will pierce her heart. You see, often in Christian art, you know, Mary's heart pierced by a sword. And that's where this comes from, this prophecy of Simeon. And so this work of redemption, at the moment joyful at Christmas, and now at the Feast of the Presentation, we're woken up to this sobering reality that redemption means sacrifice and suffering. And the fourth thing, I think, is this figure of Anna, the prophetess. an 84-year-old woman who's chosen by God in that moment to speak the truth about Jesus to everyone else who is awaiting redemption. First of all, nobody took women seriously back then. And an old woman like that, even less. But God chooses whom he wills to be prophets, to go and speak the truth, to give witness to Jesus. And who are we to say that God can't choose any of us? There's a moment for each of us to speak, right? And we can't make excuses that we're too old, we're not educated enough, people aren't interested. God calls us to speak the truth and to witness to him, even at an advanced age. And then finally it says that they went back up to Nazareth, and a mystery is introduced here. The child grew and became strong and was filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This points to a mystery that hasn't been revealed. But in what sense did Jesus have to grow in wisdom? We know as God, he knew everything. He knew the whole plan of salvation. But there's some mysterious way that we in the church don't yet understand, and maybe never will until we get to heaven, how Jesus in his human nature had to keep growing in wisdom. He had to be taught. I don't think he was born knowing Hebrew and the Old Testament, just had it all downloaded immediately from heaven, like the Matrix or something. No, there was a sense in which he had to grow. And who was his teacher? The Blessed Mother. And it just shows us that some mysterious way that God wants to save us through the agency of other people, through people he prepares to speak the truth, to teach us, to educate us. And even Jesus had to learn that way. I think this Feast of the Presentation is so rich, it reminds us of so many things. Let's open our ears, the ears of our heart, to hear what God is trying to tell us.